Let us pray. Speak to us, Holy One. Open the ears of our heart that we may hear the word that you have for us today. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. For generations, God has spoken to the people through the prophets, giving a promise to make all things new. This is the substance of the passage from Isaiah chapter 65 we've just heard. Now, when Jesus appeared on the scene in the first century, many thought that he was the something new that God had in mind, that God had been speaking of through the prophets. Dozens followed him on his travels throughout the Judean countryside. They were drawn to his teaching, which contained timeless wisdom. They were astounded at the ways he offered healing to the people who sought him out and followed him. He was not someone who sought political power or fame. He taught things that were countercultural then and still today. Things like, the first shall be last. Or, if someone takes your coat, give him your shirt too. He called people to become so much more than they had ever imagined was possible. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He taught and practiced forgiveness and justice, enacting the words of the prophets of old, like Micah, what does the Lord require of you but to seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? Now, Jesus' path was not an easy one, yet many followed. And to the amazement of his followers, after he was brutally killed for being a troublemaker for the established powers, God raised him from the dead. And Jesus appeared in a transformed body to several of the disciples. More amazing still, when we stop to think about it, is that thousands of people have gathered around Jesus' legacy of teaching and his unusual path of righteousness and holiness in the centuries following his death and resurrection. This movement, known later as Christianity, spread all around the world, and it took on many cultural variations. Jesus' path is one of authenticity, discipline, gratitude, and generosity. It includes loving God and loving your neighbor. It is open and welcoming to all. It teaches forgiveness for those who have hurt you. It's a way of life that seeks justice for everyone who is marginalized. It's a way of life that has discipline and humility at its center. And it is a path that involves a community of faith. This is a very central part and an important dimension of Christianity that's sometimes forgotten. You know, it seems obvious to me that if a community models itself on Jesus' teaching and actions, then it is called, by definition, to extend God's love and acceptance to all. That's who we are as Christians. It is in community that we are challenged to examine and reflect on our words and actions. It's where we are tested oftentimes. It is in community that we see the reflection of our best and our worst self. And it's where we're offered support, encouragement, and other people as models to become all that God created us to be. It's always a joy and a delight to welcome a person of any age into our household of faith. And today we have welcomed darling baby Muriel, 2 weeks old. And we promised her our steadfast love and support. We'll hold for her the promise of God, the development of her unique and special gifts given through her to the whole world. We pray for her and for her family, as we pray for all the congregation and for those beyond the congregation. And we believe that this prayer and this love makes a difference in any and every life. "Come to me," said Jesus. "Come to me, and I will give you rest. Follow me, and I will teach you how to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth." This path is not always easy. The gate is narrow. But like generations of Christians before us, we know that this path gives our life purpose, and we trust in the unwavering support from God, creator and sustainer of us all. We believe that God will remain faithful to God's promises, despite all the odds, and that God will create a new heaven and a new earth. We believe that Jesus' resurrection from the dead was indeed the first sign of the fulfillment of these promises to renew the earth. And this gives us hope. We trust in our God, a God who acknowledges suffering, a God who shows compassion. The word means to suffer with. God shows compassion for all who are oppressed. Do you struggle with heavy burdens of stress and worry? Do you often wonder what is the meaning and the point of life anyway? Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. I will show you the way." God says, "I am about to create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. Be glad and rejoice in rejoice forever in what I am creating." May God bless you today. May God make you a blessing to the world. And may you know today and always the steadfast love of God and discover the sacred in the everyday, ordinary things of life and be overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. May it be so. Amen.